Hello! We welcome you to the Ribeira do Espírito Santo route, the riverside route of the Holy Spirit, one of the routes of the Água de Gaia route, the water route of Gaia. This route is, literally, an invitation to step into nature, breathe fresh air, stop time, and observe the beauty that surrounds us. This route is essentially of green tones. It begins with the blue tones of the sea at the famous Chapel of Senhor da Pedra, the Chapel of Our Lord of the Rock, located on the beach with the same name, the Beach of Our Lord of the Rock in Golpiage. This famous chapel was built in the 17th century, initially for naturalistic pagan worshippers, over the years, then converted to Christianity. Hexagonal in shape and with three beautiful Rococo-style altarpieces and the image of Senhor da Pedra, a crucified Christ, the chapel is visited by thousands of people attracted by its magic. Some say that it's the only church in the world that has its back turned to the sea. And the chapel is often in the news. An example of this is that it was and is on the famous Europe Best Destinations website, which ranked Praia Senhor da Pedra as one of the 15 best in Europe. One of the legends states that when the inhabitants of Golpiage were preparing a hermitage to the beach, a mysterious light suddenly appeared, and that it was a sign from heaven. For this reason, the inhabitants chose to build a chapel where the light shone on top of the rock by the sea. On this rock behind the chapel is inlaid a mark similar to an ox's hoof print, and many believe it to be one from a holy ox, the ox that looked over baby Jesus in the manger. It is believed that the ox had once passed there. Another myth says that the construction of the temple was the promise made by a shipwrecked captain, the only one to escape from drowning by grabbing onto a broken mast and surviving several days and nights adrift in the ocean. Desperately, he begged the Lord for help, promising to build a chapel wherever and whenever he found dry land again. This beach is where he found firm land. He reached here, and with the money from alms that he collected barefoot from door to door in order to survive, went back to sea, and the captain finally one day anchored his life of seafaring on the rock where the chapel is now and fulfilled his promise to the Lord. And it is from the Senhor da Pedra chapel that we continue on the Atlantic route, heading towards more interesting curiosities.